I think it's safe to say that we've all had a day where we've just been uninspired and unmotivated to do the task at hand, the task that we are supposed to be doing for our work. And having a day like that's not too bad, but it's pretty bad when that day turns into days and then a full week has passed and you're still feeling uninspired and unmotivated. Especially if you are a remote worker, where you don't have that boss looking over your shoulder, what do you do then? Because you have to get yourself remotivated, right? That's the topic we are going to dive into today. Welcome to the Navigating Your Leadership podcast, where we are changing the wave of the future. Like it or not, the world has changed, and as an exceptional leader, you have to change with it or risk being left behind. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I'm here to help you navigate this new leadership style. Inside the podcast, you'll discover what your team really wants and needs from you, how to tap into your God-given talents, how to increase your productivity with a strengths-based team, and how to realign with your North Star to truly enjoy your work and your life. This podcast will inspire and empower you today so you can elevate your influence into the future. If you're ready to step out of your comfort zone, then untie those dock lines and jump on board as we begin navigating your leadership. Before we jump into our topic today, I do want to recognize one of our great listeners who left a fabulous 5-star review for the Navigating Your Leadership show. This review comes from Brittany W7, and she says, "Inspired and equipped. Just started to listen, but I already feel so ready to aim higher and go further. So much inspiration paired with practical tips all about this podcast." Thank you, Brittany, for the fabulous review. And if you contact me, DM me, I have a special gift that I would love to send to you as a thank you for leaving a review. And on that note, if you've been wanting to leave a review for us, but you're just like, I don't even know how to do that, we are going to make it super easy for you. We just paired up with a company called Podpage, where we created a brand new website for the podcast. And it's beautiful. And it ties in with our Sherry Miter Co. website. So it's a new podcast page. And you can just click one button and leave a review for us, which I would so appreciate if you find this show inspiring, that you take a few minutes to do that, because that helps others know that this show is worth listening to. And also on the pod page, on the new podcast website, you're going to see all of the episodes listed out there from the Navigating Your Leadership podcast. You'll be able to click and learn more about each of the guests that we've had on the show. And everything's just right there in one spot. So it's so super easy for you. You can click on whatever platform you want to listen to the show. Leave us a voice message. How cool is that? Over on the side, click that button and leave a voice message for me. I would love to hear from you. Leave your comments so we can hear what you have to say about each episode. If you want to buy me a cup of coffee, a virtual cup of coffee, there's even a link to that to help support the show, because this show is pretty much sponsored by our listeners. So anyway, check it out. Let me know what you think. Okay, let's get into today's show. So, what do you do when you are uninspired and unmotivated at work? Especially again, if you are a remote worker, this can be deadly for us, because if you have to go to work, and you have somebody else that's counting on you at work, it's usually a little easier to get into the workflow, especially after coming a vacation. And that's what's happened to me this past week. We were on a wonderful week-long vacation down in Florida with some friends, and it was fabulous. And then we came home to the cold. Today it's snowing out. It's very windy. You may hear that in the background. And I have just been so demotivated, unmotivated, uninspired to do pretty much any work this week. I'm not going to lie, it's been really bad. And in fact, this podcast, I was supposed to sit down and create this week's podcast all week long. It's been on my to-do list every single day, and I keep putting it off. And here it is, Friday. I'll be honest, it's Friday at 5 o'clock, and I'm finally just recording this for Monday's episode. I'm saying my activator's number 6, I think, in my top 10 strengths, which normally activators are like, get things done. My activator, I think, is still on vacation in Florida. And I know that I am not the only one who has these moments, who has a week like this, perhaps, or at least a day like this, when you're just not feeling it. You don't feel like doing what you know you need to get done for work or your personal life. And we procrastinate, right? We put it off and we put it off and put it off. I mean, I have honestly been having these conversations with myself all week long. It's like, seriously, how many cups of coffee can I drink in a day? Because I'm procrastinating and I go down and fix another cup of coffee to put off what I know I should be doing. And I am dreading when I get that weekly report on my iPhone that tells me how much time have I spent on social media this week. It's going to be really sad. I probably set a record for myself, and that's not a PR I'm going to be proud of. I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool if I could swap the time I spent in social media with the time I should have been spending on my Peloton this week? That would have been a productive week at least. But needless to say, it just got me thinking that instead of talking about the original topic I had in mind for this podcast, which was going to be on building better communication skills and listening, how to become a better listener, things like that, which I will still create that podcast in the future because it's such a great subject we need to talk about. But I decided, based on my week, and again, I know I'm not the only one who falls into this trap, that I would create this podcast to help myself and to help you, my listeners, on how to motivate yourself when you really feel just uninspired. And I thought that would definitely be the wiser choice of subject matter for this week. So again, it doesn't really matter how you got into this spot. Maybe your lack of motivation stems from you being physically tired because you're overcoming an illness. Many of us have had COVID this past year, and hey, it's no joke. It can be exhausting and it can linger longer than we expect it to. And even when we think we're past it, it surprises us and gives us a week of just feeling physically exhausted. So maybe that's why you feel unmotivated. Maybe you're even still, you know, physically sick and you really feel unmotivated. Maybe you're feeling unmotivated because you're overwhelmed with all the responsibilities that are on your to-do list, on your desk for work and for home. Maybe you live in the Northeast or the Northwest and the weather has got you down because it's cold and it's gray and it's just yucky out there. Or maybe you're just simply disinterested in the project at hand. You really can't wrap your heart and head around it, so you keep procrastinating and putting off doing it. Or maybe you're like I feeling this week and you're just mentally still on vacation. You had the privilege and joy to have a real vacation, but you haven't really gotten back into working mode yet. And it doesn't really matter why you're feeling uninspired, but what does matter is making sure you don't totally waste the day or the week when you are having one of those times when you're unmotivated to get work done. So I'm going to give you today 5 tips to help you get something accomplished, even when you're struggling to get to work. And even when you're truly feeling uninspired and totally unmotivated. So I hope these 5 steps will help nudge you a little bit or a lot. So number one, what's the first step you could take? The first step is, you know what? Be okay with a mental day off. Maybe you really need to take a day off. And you need to have grace with yourself. If it's been a while since you really took a day off for yourself, that may be all you need. You know, give yourself permission to just have a day to do nothing, nothing at all. And I know that's hard. That's so hard for most of us to do. So, because what happens is a lot of times we'll take a day off from work, but what do? We fill it up with all the personal to-dos. Maybe we have a place to go or this to do or grocery shopping and errands or, you know, people to see. All these things based on somebody else's agenda or the tasks we have to do to keep a household running. But what if you actually took a day off and allowed yourself time to binge on Netflix or perhaps maybe the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is back on Amazon Prime, finish that novel you've been trying to read for months, or get out in nature, go for a hike, go skiing, renew your soul, whatever it is that's truly just for you and nobody else's agenda. And if that's all you need, it's just maybe that one day to take a mental day off, you may be ready to get back to work mode again tomorrow. So really be honest with yourself. Has it been a while since you really just gave yourself a whole day off to do nothing but your own, whatever makes you feel inspired again? Second step that you could take, if number one doesn't work, or maybe you're like me, is like, okay, I just came off of a week of vacation. I can't afford to take another mental day off. Like, that's not the problem here. So what else could you do? Second tip I have for you is to prioritize and check off the most important tasks first. It's not a surprise that the average worker wastes 1 to 3 hours a day, every day. And if you throw in that lack of motivation on that day, it's probably even higher. And I will be honest and attest that probably this week, every day, I've probably wasted 3 to 4 hours a day, not on doing things I don't need to be doing. But what can at least help us check off the most important things we have to do? It's really getting clear on what the priorities are. This year for 2022, I went back to the Full Focus Planner. It's Michael Hyatt's planner. And I really have enjoyed using this planner on even a good week, but definitely on weeks like this, because it forces you to really look at your to-do list and narrow it down to your top three priorities. And I'm going to admit this week, even just the three things have been a struggle. And things like recording this podcast, I've been putting on the same list. They've made the top three Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and all the way to Friday. I just kept moving it to the next day. But I was able every single day to check off at least one of the top three priorities. And by focusing on the top three, I've accomplished something. And otherwise, I probably wouldn't have done anything truly productive. It kind of goes to that mindset of eat the frog. And when we are in the procrastination mode, we tend to do the low-hanging fruit and the things that really aren't going to get us where we want to go. So if you narrow it down, really look at what are the priorities and at least get one of them done each day, you'll at least be moving in the right direction, even if it's not the most productive week for you. Okay, the third step I have for you is to lean into your strengths for motivation. So by taking a look at your natural way of thinking, feeling, and behaving, aka your natural talents, and leaning into them, you'll be more inspired to do something. So for instance, I have high relator, relators in my top 10. And as a relater, we love to connect with people and build deeper relationships. So I purposely, knowing that I felt unmotivated, I purposely carved out some time to schedule some phone calls and Zoom chats with other people this week. And I did that for a few reasons. One, I knew if I had a scheduled appointment, I was sure to show up for that scheduled appointment. Two, building relationships with people energizes me. I love connecting with people, especially face-to-face on Zoom, you know, eventually over a real coffee that's coming soon again, and or over the phone. So I felt more energized when I would get off of those conversations. And three, by fitting in these times of connecting with people, it gave me future connections, places that I know I'll, or people I know I'll probably be doing business with down the road, that we can collaborate on things. So it was useful time. It didn't develop any business this week, but I know it will pay off in the long run. So at least it was something productive. Another example of using your strength to help get you motivated would be learner. If you have learner in your top 10, what can you learn this week that will excite and energize you? You know, if you make time during this downtime that you're unmotivated to do the work that you normally would be doing, perhaps schedule time that week to say, you know what? I'm going to make this the week that I sit down and I learn something that I've been putting off. Something that's going to help you with your work, obviously. And a lot of times that's a project that we've been needing to do anyway, that perhaps there's a new program at work you need to learn, or you need to study for an upcoming promotional test, or maybe you just want to develop a better skill to help you at work. Give yourself time to, you know, grab that other cup of coffee or pour a great cup of tea and sit down and read. Sit down and watch that video you've been putting off. Spend the time learning during this unmotivated week. It will inspire you to get back to doing the things that will then allow you to use those new skills at work. And again, you'll at least be moving the needle forward on your business goals. Now, if you have high deliberative or analytical, maybe there's a project at work that you've been putting off because you need to gather more data and do more research for that project. So use this unmotivated, uninspired week or day to dive into the research mode. It's still work-related, and it's something, again, that you need to do. It needs to eventually be done, so make a purposeful decision to give yourself freedom to make this the time to just do research and gather the data. Your deliberative and analytical self is going to love that time, and they may just be inspired afterwards to get busy on the project, not just working on collecting data for the project. Now, if you have high responsibility, another example here might be, you know, what task have you been promising someone that you would get to at work? And imagine how great it's going to feel when you can check that box off of that list. Now, wait, let's be real. If you have high responsibility, you feel pressured by your natural sense of responsibility. That you're probably not in this realm of the rest of us that procrastinate on things. You are probably already motivated to get something done because you promised somebody that you were going to do it. So it's probably not an issue for you. Okay, the fourth tip that I have for you, if you're feeling unmotivated and uninspired to get work done, is to refocus. Change the direction of what you were supposed to be working on. For example, this podcast episode, originally, I had one topic that I thought I wanted to do this week, and I just wasn't feeling it. I just never felt like it was all coming together. I had a few notes scratched down, kept trying to work on it, and it just wasn't coming together. So I refocused today. I allowed myself to have the freedom to change the subject. The podcast is still getting done. Hopefully, it's bringing value to you. It's just a different topic. That's all. So maybe you just need to refocus a little bit on the project at hand. As long as it still gets done, is there a different way you can approach it? Is there a different lens that you can look at it with? That may be enough to get you inspired to start working on it again. So what can you modify that will get you excited about it, or at least help you get it done, even if you can't get super excited about it? Think about, why are you so disinterested in getting this task done? What can you change? How can you redirect the how and still accomplish the what, like I did with the podcast? Okay, our last tip today on how to break through this time of feeling uninspired and unmotivated to work is take Nike's advice. Just do it. Newton's first law of motion is, an object at rest stays at rest, and an object in motion stays in motion and will continue on with the same speed and in the same direction unless acted upon by an unbalanced force. Sometimes we just need to get in motion. The more we are sitting there procrastinating, drinking that third, fourth, fifth cup of coffee, watching the Netflix, not getting in motion to do the work, the more we're liable to just sit there and stay at rest. Sometimes we just need to take that first step to get in motion. It's kind of like exercise. You know, sometimes we just have to suck it up, put on our sneakers, get out the door, hop on the Peloton, do whatever it is. And maybe we say, I'm only going to exercise for 5 minutes. I'm only going for a 15-minute walk. But the more we're in motion, then we get into the mojo and we end up going for an hour-long walk, or we end up staying on the Peloton for the full 30 minutes. It's the same thing with work. Sometimes we just need to get in motion, get started on the project, and before we know it, we have all of the boxes checked off. And another thing to remember, especially when you're feeling uninspired by a project, is that done is often way better than perfection. And who knows? You just might get motivated to do even more. If once you check off those boxes and the work is done, you could decide, do you want to continue to work on the project? Or you may then be able to say, nope, I'm done for the day. And then you can reward yourself with another episode of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. So those are our five tips on what to do and how to get yourself inspired and motivated again when you're just not feeling it. So I'm going to review those. Number one, be okay with a mental day off if that's what you really need. Number two, prioritize and check off the most important tasks first. Three, lean into your strengths for motivation. Four, refocus, change the direction, change the how. Number five, just do it. Like Newton's first law says, just get in motion. But I'd love to hear from you. What step will you try first next time you are feeling uninterested and unmotivated at work? Or maybe you have another tip that works for you when you have those days or weeks. I would love to hear from you. You can use that really cool new little SpeakPipe thing on the Navigating Your Leadership website. Click that, leave a voice message, or type me in a message. Email me at sherry@navigatingyourleadership.com. And for me, I can finally check off that to-do box. I've been procrastinating all week long and say, check, podcast is recorded. So again, don't forget to check out the new podcast website. And coming up in our next episode, we have our another Talents on Tap, where Tom and I will be talking about the balance of keeping the legacy alive while being future focused in the workplace. I'm sure it's going to be a really juicy, interesting, maybe controversial conversation. Until next time, Go out and make it a wonderful day. And thanks as always for being a listener of the Navigating Your Leadership podcast. It truly means the world to me. My hope and prayer is that today's episode left you feeling inspired and empowered with some tangible steps to implement today. But honestly, the podcast is just the beginning. Through my coaching, my clients learn how to lean into their strengths to create their unique style of leadership, along with gaining strategies to create dynamic and productive teams. Teams with a mutual passion and respect for each other. Whether you just need a few small course corrections or you feel like you need an entirely new ship to lead, I do love a challenge. I'd love to invite you to send me a DM, or better yet, let's hop on a call and see how we can continue this leadership journey together. The link to book a call is in the show notes. I look forward to hearing from you.